Welcome to the CITL podcast series, sponsored by the Center for Interactive Teaching and Learning and the Teaching and Learning Center at Washtenaw Community College.
So I will be your host today. My name is Megan Blaha, and I work in the CITL department, and I am here today with Molly.
And I am Molly Letterman. I'm one of the librarians here at Washtenaw Community College, and I work with faculty on OER.
All right. And our topic for discussion today, we are actually going to be talking about OERs that and the cohorts and the faculty doing them. So let's get started. So for people that might not know, can you explain to them what an OER is?
Sure. So an OER stands for Open Educational Resources, and it includes teaching and learning materials. It could be a textbook or a lesson plan or an activity, anything related to teaching and learning that is in the public domain, so it can be freely copied and shared, or it's released under an open license that tells people how they can access the content for free, and then also that it allows them to use it, adapt it, mix and match it with other content, and reshare it with others with limited restrictions or no restrictions. And so what it does is it makes it a lot easier to find and customize educational materials, and then you don't have to ask for permission every time, that the content is shared with the intent that it will be reused and shared with others.
That's good. And then since you've been, how long have you been heading this up?
I've been working on OER with faculty ever since I joined the college, way back in 2014. But we really started trying to change our campus conversation and campus culture around OER and create a movement in winter of 2018 is when we kicked off the OER cohorts.
Okay. And then since you've been doing this for a couple of years now, what are kind of benefits that you've seen for faculty doing this?
The benefits for faculty, well, first and foremost is that it makes their students very happy, right? when students come and they realize it's a free textbook, it definitely makes some students change, choose one course over another course. It's an equalizer on the first day of class. I mean, a benefit for faculty and students in the classroom is that you know every single person in that class has access to the textbook on the first day of class. Mm-hmm. And then another benefit for faculty is that they can really customize the content to make it match the course. So all of a sudden you have a textbook that's customized for this course on this campus. Because when you ask students to, read chapter 6 and then skip to chapter 12, now we're going back to chapter 2, or you only use a certain chunk of the textbook, it can make students feel like the textbook is less relevant to the class. And so when it's aligned with the rest of the learning content, it can feel like a more essential part of the learning materials.
That's so great. And I know that there is an option as well to print if a student feels that that's the medium that they prefer to read it in. What have you kind of come across cost-wise that is a roundabout usually for students if they choose that option?
Right. I think the WCC bookstore can often get, Spiral Brown print copies of the OER textbook for student, and some instructors will have them in stock there so they can buy a print copy if they want one there. But then the nice thing about an OER is that a student can take it to any print shop, right? Or, print it on their own computer at home. And so I would say if you buy it at the bookstore, it's usually somewhere around, $30 to $40. On the high end, or perhaps even less than that if it's a shorter, super customized textbook. But really, it draws down the content a lot, because maybe you only want to print like one chapter that you really, wanted to have physically, or the whole textbook, but the savings are incredible.
Yeah. And I know you kind of talked about this a little bit at the beginning, just kind of availability of online when you're looking for things. But what other types of resources are there available if faculty are deciding if they want to commit to it or not, between the library or between works online, anything like that?
Yeah, there is so much content available online. And what the Bailey Library has done is bring together, we have an Open Educational Resources research guide, where we've brought together a bunch of different kind of guides within it by subject. So you can go to your subject and see an overview of the OER content that's available. And it includes, you know, textbooks, learning activities, other, you know, free resources that are relevant. And we're updating those constantly. And there's new content coming out all the time. In that guide too, we've also linked several of the biggest kind of OER search engines that searches content. So you faculty can go in and search and find things themselves. And that's one thing I want to emphasize is sometimes faculty will look and say, oh, you know, there's nothing on my subject, but then a month later, you know, another college has produced a brand new textbook.
Mm-hmm. Do you find with that faculty tend to just use the one that somebody else has created at another college, or they take it and kind of modify it?
I would say it's a mix of both. I know a lot of our math and sciences are using out-of-the-box textbooks because there's one company, OpenStax, that does a really nice job of those kind of general education courses, making these kind of, you know, 100 level, you know, math, science, there's humanities, social studies, right, these books, textbooks available. But I think, and even some faculty will take even those textbooks and customize it down, right? Shed off the content that they don't need to make it shorter, maybe swap in a few chapters here. So I think it's a mix. I would say the majority of faculty, well, I know I haven't counted, so I don't want to say majority. A lot of faculty have either taken one textbook or maybe one to three textbooks to make something new and a little bit, you know, really specific to the course. But some faculty are using it out of the box. We only have a couple of OER that have been created from scratch at this time, because there is so much good content available, really.
Yeah, that's so great. And since you have done this for a little bit, when you run the cohorts, what do you find for faculty are obstacles that they tend to come across? I mean, besides like finding content problems.
right. I think the biggest obstacle for faculty is time, right? Because it takes time to, one, think of having energy to investigate switching textbooks for your class.
Right? Yeah.
And then it really does take time to look through the materials and to decide what you want to use and edit it and maybe have to switch some content in your class around a little bit, you know, reorder something depending on what you find. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the biggest barrier. So that's one of the reasons why with the cohort, we offer a stipend to faculty who are working on an OER, because we know it does take a lot of extra time that's going to be going on outside of your usual work week and class schedule, right?
Yeah, of course.
And I think another barrier is just that feeling of not having content available. You know, there's nothing on my subject. And so a lot of times then it's just reframing and looking at it a different way. And I know with one faculty member, I had them send me their kind of course outline with, you know, the topics they were covering for each section. And then I was able to go through and help them find, okay, these three chapters could cover this from this textbook. This chapter could cover this from this textbook. And we were able to kind of piece it together. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the really big benefits of the cohort, is that we're pairing faculty with CITL and, you know, the Bailey Library to have people just on hand to help them overcome all those obstacles that they run into.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, what better way to actually have a librarian helping you find the material that you need? It's match made in heaven.
Yes. Well, and then to give your area a shout out too. I mean, just the fact that we're creating this cohort with the idea of having those wraparound services of, okay, you need some tech help. How do I want to make this look in Blackboard? And then also, you know, the instructional design. How do I make this fit within the rest of the course design of my course, right? I think that's a huge benefit to faculty.
Yeah. I guess I should add there too, within CITL, we can, if you have finished your OER, we can actually break it out for you, bookmark it, and get it into your course and how you would like it, and kind of can work with you and figure out what works best for what you're trying to accomplish. So you don't have to handle that type of stuff if you don't want to sit there bookmarking and PDF and Word and back and forth and all that kind of stuff. We can help you with that.
Exactly. I can remember the first time we told faculty, we will do this for you, and it blew their mind.
Yeah. So it sounds like you have been pretty committed to this for a few years now and wanting this to happen and getting behind it. What do you find the most rewarding about doing all of this?
I can say 100% the most rewarding thing is the impact that it has on students, because we all know that our students have really difficult choices to make financially. You know, I've talked to students who have said, oh, you know, my car broke down. And so I was trying to decide, do I fix my car so I can get to campus or do I buy these textbooks? Yeah. I remember another student needed new glasses. She broke her glasses and, you know, but needed to buy this textbook. So she bought the textbook and then was borrowing somebody else's glasses when she went to class. You know,
yeah.
I think we know that higher education is really expensive, and this is one way we can really move the needle and make education at WCC more affordable and more accessible. Because, like I was saying earlier, you know, when you come to class and you know you have access to the textbook, that you have the things you need going in, it can make college feel like it's attainable. It's something that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for the cohorts, can you kind of walk us through, I guess, when you usually run them and what the length of that looks like what the steps are that you're walking faculty through and like what the points you're trying to meet at different meetings are?
Sure. So we, the cohorts run every winter semester, and the goals of the cohorts, we meet three times. So we meet twice kind of earlier in the semester and then once toward the end, probably, you know, April or May, to make sure that everybody's on the track of wrapping things up. And the goal of that cohort is that you'll have something ready for fall semester, because we know it does take time. Some faculty are able to pull it together and roll it out in summer and, you know, spring, summer semester. But that's kind of the timeline we're looking at, is that the cohort runs in the winter and you have it ready for fall. We spend some time talking about what OER are, copyright issues, how to attribute OER correctly in your finished product. The second session looks, and then in the first session talks about like how to find content and linking you with your liaison librarian and things like that too. The second session is really focused on a lot of the technical aspects. You know, what are some great examples in Blackboard of what this could look like? How have faculty done it in other inventive ways? You know, what are my options? How can I get accessibility help? Answering all of those types of questions. And then the third session is kind of a wrap-up session to answer all of those final questions, talk about how we can make our plan for sustainability with our OER, because we know with OER, it's something that we've maybe adapted, and so the publisher isn't going to roll out with a new edition
yeah.
in a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's something that we have to make sure that we're keeping up to date, and if there's links, making sure they work, updating content for current context and things like that. Yeah, no. So I was just going to say that I think we also build in a lot of time in each session to have kind of a open lab with somebody from the CITL and librarian there to answer all those questions.
For keeping everything up to date, is that something that generally falls on you with the library, or is it something that you're hoping that the faculty that's created the OER is also keeping up on? Is that a part of their contract, or is that just kind of something you hope happens?
That's a great question. So, you know, there isn't, it isn't written into the contract that, you know, you must update your OER every 3 years or something like that. But it is something we really spend some time on in one of the cohort sessions, to try to make sure that they're building a sustainability plan. And we have them actually write down and say, this OER will be updated, you know, every this many years, or will be reviewed, and actually put that in the instructor resources in Blackboard for that course, so that it's this living document. And if the course were turned over to somebody else, that they would know, oh, hey, I need to check on this textbook or review it. So it is on the faculty, because it's something that they have created. I'm sure, I feel strongly that, you know, we have such great faculty on this campus that they'll feel invested in wanting to give their students the most up-to-date content. So
yep.
I feel like everyone will do a great job.
I guess my last question was really kind of where faculty would go for more information, and if they're kind of on the fence with it, if they can talk to you or talk to somebody else, or, you know, kind of how they go about if they're thinking about doing this but not quite sure if they're ready to fully commit to it.
Oh, yeah. I am completely happy to talk to anybody who is interested in OER or maybe just wants to dip their toe in the water or feels unsure. Anybody can email me directly. My email is mletterman@wccnet.edu. And we also can, if you go to that research guide from the library's homepage, which if you click on that faculty resources right on our homepage, there'll be a link to OER on the faculty services page, where you can kind of explore OER a little bit more. And I think, you know, we had a goal of adding 20 new OER by 2020 when we started this cohort adventure in 2018, and we met that goal and passed it.
Oh,
and so now our new goal is to have a Z degree by 2023, and a Z degree is like a zero cost textbook degree. So someone is able to get a degree at WCC without buying a textbook. And our goal is to achieve that by 2023. And there's quite a few other colleges in the state and around the country who have already been able to do that. So
I love that. That's great.
Let's add ourselves to the list. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if somebody does contact you and they kind of want to get started on it, but they want to make sure that there's enough resources for them to really get going with it, mm-hmm. Is that something that they can do with you to pull that type of stuff together before they commit to getting into the cohort and doing this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And quite a few, I would say most faculty who come into the cohort already have a list of resources that we've sent them from the library.
Okay. So you're basically already trying to set them up for a very successful run.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Perfect. That was kind of all the questions that I had. Do you have anything else that you want to share or anything else that you want to make sure that faculty know about or anything like that?
I guess I just want to emphasize that I know we know that it is a lot of work to do this. And so I'm just so grateful that our campus has embraced OER and that faculty have been working so hard to make this happen, because I know that the faculty who have added OER definitely see an impact with their students when their students come to class and, you know, they have everything they need and they're delighted that they didn't have to pay for a textbook.
Yeah.
and everything like that. I mean, I think the positive stories coming out of this project say everything. So I'm really hoping we can achieve that Z degree goal. And I'm just, grateful for everyone who's come on board.
That's so great. I have loved everything about this since I have come to this campus, seeing it and seeing how dedicated the faculty are to it and how interested they are in it and how much you and the other library staff are so helpful to them. It's amazing to see. I love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yes, right. I mean, yeah, this is definitely one of those projects that's about the students. You know, I mean, that's the end goal. Very student focused.
Sponsored by the Center for Interactive Teaching and Learning and the Teaching and Learning Center at Washtenaw Community College.